So I guess one of the key strategies to try to really look into this has been to look at it in clinical trials and specifically the CONCEPT trial. Can you talk about that study?
The CONCEPT trial was designed to optimize the use of FOLFOX plus bevacizumab as first-line therapy in patients with advanced colorectal cancer. And CONCEPT stands for Combined Oxaliplatin Neurotoxicity Prevention Trial. So that's how this acronym CONCEPT was formed. And combined means we try to approach this toxicity issue from two different angles. First of all, we try to use calcium and magnesium in a placebo-controlled trial, placebo-controlled comparison in this trial. And secondly, we use a stop-and-go approach for oxaliplatin in analogy to the OptimOx trials conducted in France.
So what specifically was the eligibility for the study and exactly what was the design?
The study looked at patients with first-line colorectal cancer in metastatic settings, so advanced disease, which were eligible to receive FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. And we used an optimized FOLFOX regimen, omitting bolus 5-FU, just using kind of modified FOLFOX 7, plus bevacizumab, a standard dose of 5 milligrams per kilogram every 2 weeks. And in a 2x2 design, we added, first of all, calcium, magnesium, or placebo. And the second randomization was whether a patient should receive FOLFOX continuously until treatment failure, meaning progression or toxicity, or whether a patient should receive a fixed number of cycles of oxaliplatin, 8 cycles, followed by an oxaliplatin stop for 4 months, 8 cycles of therapy, and planned reintroduction of oxaliplatin at that point. Initially, this trial was supposed to enroll about 540 patients in this whole 2x2 design setting. And with all the other competing trials going on, we had problems accruing patients to this trial in a timely fashion. So in the end, after about 140 patients were accrued, we stopped the trial and talked about how can we modify the trial to make it more feasible. And what we did at that point is we took one of the randomizations out. We took the randomization to calcium magnesium versus placebo out of the treatment. And by default, we added calcium magnesium to all patients because we polled our investigators and said, "What's your clinical practice outside of a clinical trial?" And about 70% of our investigators said, "Yes, we use calcium magnesium routinely outside of clinical trials."
How about you?
I've not used it outside of a clinical trial. I've used it in patients who would otherwise stop oxaliplatin, and I do think it works in some patients, mainly in the sense of ameliorating the cold-induced sensorineuropathies. So we redesigned the trial after this interim stop and now targeted 238 patients as final accrual, which endpoint of the trial would have meant time to treatment failure, which is a composite endpoint of toxicity and efficacy. So that was the redesigned endpoint. Importantly, of course, this trial was accompanied by an independent data safety monitoring committee. And this independent data safety monitoring committee had access to toxicity data and also preliminary efficacy data. And the DMC, or Data Monitoring Committee, stopped or halted the trial in May of 2007. And at that point, we didn't know, and they asked for more data to be analyzed. And actually, the sponsor of the trial, Sanofi Aventis, who actually provided most of the funding for the trial, they provided the data in a very timely fashion. And eventually, we got notified on June 15th, 2007, that the trial had to be permanently closed.
I think that was kind of when I ran into you, which was at our think tank in Miami. And you were, I guess, at that instant when I first talked to you, were not allowed to talk about it, but you knew that there was going to be a press release. And now that's why we're talking about it right now, because how practically important this is.